2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Did I mention it's good to be back? Well, it's good to be back. It's 3:15 at KSL. The three things you need to know this hour first.
The State Health Department says they will be out with their guidance for schools and COVID precautions this afternoon. I'm KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz.
Second, the White House says it won't be issuing a federal vaccine mandate. Several states have already banned laws mandating vaccines, including Utah. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
We do have a right lane closed due to a crash and possible rollover westbound I-80. This is way out in Tooele County, about a mile east of Lakeside. But we are seeing good speeds on I-15 in Davis and now in Salt Lake Counties. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
More thunderstorms today and high temperatures about 86. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
72 degrees. Now, KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson.
While we desperately want to be done with this pandemic, COVID-19 is clearly not done with us. And so our battle must last a little longer.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky at a briefing this past hour, even as the U.S. has finally hit President Biden's July 4th goal of 70% of legal adults getting at least one shot.
There's no requirement, but Mayor Bill de Blasio recommended everyone in New York City wear a mask inside.
We want to strongly recommend that people wear masks in indoor settings, even if you're vaccinated.
The city's health commissioner, Dr. Dave Choksi, said vaccines are best, but masks can reduce spread.
Even though I have been fully vaccinated, I will be wearing a mask in public indoor settings, in part because I'm the parent of a young child who is not yet eligible for vaccination.
The city is requiring proof of vaccination for all new hires in the public sector. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
President Biden pushing states to use their COVID relief money to make sure landlords don't put tenants out on the street now that federal protections expired.
The president's American Rescue Plan advisor, Gene Sperling, says there are billions available to help people stay in their homes. And the president's asking
why state and local governments are not getting funds out.
The Supreme Court said the CDC and president don't have the power to extend the eviction ban without congressional approval. And the House has already left for a month-long recess. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Mandating in Illinois background checks for all gun sales and setting up a stolen gun database, among other things, a bill signed into law by Governor J.B. Pritzker.
No law can change the past or give back a life. Indeed, I wish we didn't live in a world where lives could be so thoughtlessly and easily stolen in the first place. But today, Illinois is putting policy into force that will save lives.
The Illinois governor there, you're listening to ABC News.
Time for the in-depth. The 2,700-page infrastructure bill has made it past its first hurdle on the Senate floor. Senator Mitt Romney had a hand in drafting the measure, working with Democratic senators.
It's been a learning experience. Because it's been difficult to work through issues with our Democrat friends, but we did not want them writing a bill of their own and passing it without any Republican shaping or votes at all. So this was an attempt to keep them from doing something that would have been very, very damaging. And I think we came up with actually a bill that will help solve our nation and particularly our state's infrastructure needs.
He included some perks for Utahns, including $3 billion allocated for Utah highways and roads. There was also money set aside for wildfire mitigation and funding to help with the drought. So how soon would we see these improvements? Senator Romney says these plans will be rolled out over the years, and Also on Inside Sources, Senator Mike Lee said he wants to take some time before the Senate votes.
I think given that it took them 4 months to come up with this, certainly means that we ought to have more than a few days to review it and to vet it with our constituents and figure out whether it's good for the American people.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the final vote on infrastructure could be held within a matter of days. KSL News Time 319. Traffic and weather together is brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Here we go, Ricky Meese.
In Utah County, we have a crash being cleared. It's southbound I-15 on the exit ramp at 4th South in Springville. That's exit 260. But it is out of traffic on the shoulder. I-15, the main flow in Utah County, seeing good speeds both directions between the Point and Provo. Salt Lake County Freeway is also seeing a delay-free drive, but we do have a ramp closure. It's the transition ramp from northbound on I-215 West to go westbound on I-80. Again, you will need to use an alternate route to get to westbound I-80, such as I-15 or Bangor Highway. Steve?
Well, no problems right now on I-15, both north and southbound between downtown Salt Lake City and North Ogden. Same goes for the west side belt, northbound 215. Legacy Highway looking good. Highway 89 rolling free and clear right now between Lagoon and the I-84 ramps. Thank you, Utah, for voting Ogden's Flooring and Design as the best flooring store in Utah Valley for the 11th consecutive year. Visit ogdensflooring.com today or stop by one of their 13 locations. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Here comes the 7-day forecast, and here's Grant Wayman.
Another round of thunderstorms possible today with temperatures about 86. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, a slight chance of storms. High temperature about 90, and then mostly sunny skies on Wednesday, but not too hot. High 92. It does get up to 96 on Thursday with lots of sunshine. Backs down again to 92 on Friday, lots of sun. Right now, it looks like more sunshine for the weekend and pleasant. Only in the low 90s both Saturday and Sunday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
72 degrees.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio.
Never gonna get it.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Never gonna get it, never gonna get it. 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 Never gonna get it, never get it.
Hi guys, it's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic. What I love most about my job is hearing the success stories of our patients. ED affects a man, his significant other, and the relationship. But after men have taken our treatments and seen their ED disappear, it's like they are a totally new person. Happiness improves and stress melts away. Wasatch Medical Clinic uses the most advanced and studied wave technology available, and it's helping men just like you every day. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED by treating the root cause of the problem, call us now, and not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces immediate results to intimacy. You're going to love that. And this week only, new patients get free blood work and free testosterone. This is an unheard of value, and it's totally free to those that call now. 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Guys, let's get that spark back. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic now to qualify. 801-901-8000.
Struggling with ED, sick of pills? Visit wasatchmedicalclinic.com for an incredible free offer.
You could probably use a little more friendly in your life. That is, Friendly Home Services. We have the expertise to fix any plumbing, heating, cooling, or electrical issue. Right now, buy a new AC system with installation and receive a free air duct cleaning and filtration. That's right, free. Call 833-33-FRIENDLY or visit friendlyhomeservice.com. The world could use more friendly.
When the craving hits, Wingstop delivers. Mix things up with our boneless wings in any of our 11 mouth-watering flavors, like zesty lemon pepper or sweet and spicy Korean Q. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
Need to replace your Social Security card? In most states, you can request one online with a My Social Security account. A My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal earnings history and benefit status. You can also get a proof of income letter, estimate and apply for benefits, and more. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
You know that feeling? Like every door is closing and you just can't see a way out? Being unemployed, underemployed, or just out of school can feel like that. But when you find the right tools, suddenly everything just clicks. FindSomethingNew.org offers resources that help develop new skills. Skills that can position you for careers in today's growing industries, from healthcare and manufacturing to cybersecurity and alternative energy. Find your path to a new career at FindSomethingNew.org. A message from the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. Parents are the number one influence on their children's decisions to not drink alcohol. Talk, they hear you. For tips and other resources on having a conversation, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Open a new credit card with Cypress Credit Union and you'll receive 0% APR on all balance transfers and purchases for the first 6 months. With low rate, cash back, and reward options, you can find the right card for you. To start an application, stop by a branch or visit cypresscu.com today.
Cypress Credit Union, your future is our future.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
We're watching Utah's money. Target is once again enforcing masks for employees who work in any area with a high COVID transmission rate. The store joins Walmart as more companies deal with these spiking COVID cases. KSL drives and flies. You might encounter some delays if you're flying American Airlines today. The airline is canceled and rescheduled more than 1,700 flights. Affected flyers have a storm in Texas and some staffing issues to thank. Zoom is going to have to pay $85 million to settle a lawsuit over Zoom bombing. Basically, the company shared too much data with third parties, and that allowed internet trolls to enter random video conferences. On Wall Street today, it was a mixed market. The Dow was down 97 points. We end the day at 34,838. The S&P was down 8 points, but the NASDAQ was up 8 points. KSL News Time 3:26. Some tourists are being evacuated in Europe. It's because of wildfires there.
The Greek Fire Service reporting 60 forest fires broke out in 24 hours over the weekend. Officials blaming the current heat wave, with residents in the nation's capital experiencing a high of 106 degrees last week. Meanwhile, in Turkey, wildfires have killed at least seven. Panicked tourists had to hurry to the seashore to wait for rescue boats after being told to evacuate. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, Paris.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.